matter how much good you try to do for Jesus, there's always somebody that's trying to turn you around.
All right.
You see, just a few days ago, yeah, the blind boy and myself, we was in Los Angeles, California. Yeah. And a man came into my dressing room. Yeah. He said, "Sandy, I've been hearing you sing with the blind boys for many years now." But he said, "Don't you know that the rock and roll singers is making plenty of money?"
Yeah.
He said, "A rock and roll singers have fine automobiles that they ride around. They have fine homes that they live in." But the young man didn't stop there. He kept right on talking. He said, "Don't you know that you could be like Mr. Teddy Pendergrass?" You know what I told the young man? "I wouldn't mind being like Mr. Teddy Pendergrass, but I never ran in my Bible when Mr. Teddy Pendergrass ever went out on Mount Calvary, dropped his head in the locks of his shoulder, and died from the sixth to the ninth hour, that you and I might have a right to the trip." The young man didn't stop there, church. He kept right on talking. He said, "Don't you know, don't you know, don't you know that Mr. Jane Brown got a jet plane that he flies around in? You know what I told the young man? I wouldn't mind being like Mr. Jane Brown, but I never read in my Bible when Mr. Jane Brown ever give sight to any blind man." You know what else I told the young man, church? "You know I'm going, I'm going home with Jesus just the same. Lord, I'm going home with Jesus just the same. You may fall, you may scandalize my name, but Lord, I'm going, I'm going home with Jesus just the same." And here's another thing I'd like to tell you right here. I've been offered a lot of money, fine clothes and automobiles, but I'm going home with Jesus, sometime climbing the rugged hill. My enemies try and scorn me, they try to scandalize my good name, but all I said it one more time, blind boy. You know I.